can tell me what time I need to stop talking to you, and then I would be very efficient with that.
如果应该要停下来的话，你要告诉我，要不然会太久。
I would say technology isn't my strength.
科技是我的力量。Well,
happy Mother's Day to you.
母亲节快乐。
And thank you for inviting me to share with you for Mother's Day.
感谢你们邀请我来跟大家分享母亲节的信息。
I think that most of you know my husband the best, Pastor Cap, because he's been here several times.
我想你们可能知道我的先生 Pastor 是 Casper 牧师。
And I think before I got married 33 years ago, I did have skills in speaking and people knew me, but when I became married, it was Pastor Cap's wife.
30几年前的时候，我还可以在很多人面前演讲了。那个时候大家知道我，现在好像大家都知道我的先生。
I've been married, as I said, 33 years, and God has blessed me with 3 children.
我已经结婚33年了，我有3个孩子，非常的蒙神祝福。
And I think that would be my number one joy in my life.
我想这可能是我生命中的最重要的一个喜乐。
I am going to tell you a little bit about me as a kid.
我将告诉你们，我小的时候的一些事情。
Because we are talking about Mother's Day, and I would like to give honor to my own mother.
因为我们今天会讨论母亲节的信息，我想给我的妈妈一些尊敬。
And I know that most of you are not from the United States, so when I say I'm a Southern girl, that doesn't mean very much to you.
我知道你们大多数人其实没有在美国出生，所以我们说，如果我说我是南方的女孩，可能对你来说没有什么太大的意义。
But I was actually born in the state of North Carolina.
我其实我是在北卡州出生。
And raised there.
然后在那儿成长。
With my mom, dad, and 8 kids.
我可能有8个兄弟姐妹，然后爸妈就养活我们8个人。
And I realized very early that I would never have 8 kids.
然后我很早的时候我就想，我自己有个孩子。
That was a pleasure to grow up in a big family, 6 girls, 2 boys.
真是在那么大的家庭中长大，非常喜乐的一件事情，有6个女孩，2个男孩。And
I think the greatest lesson my mom taught us, which I've tried to impart to my kids.
我想，我妈妈教我的最重要的一个功课，我现在想把这个功课教给我的孩子的，就是。
To have a relationship with God is the most important.
与神有这样的好的关系是最重要的。And
the second most important is to have a good education.
第二个最重要的就是有个好的教育。Because
where I was born, the statistics of an African-American child getting a good education and also being successful was very low.
因为当我出生的时候，有非洲裔的美国人，他们
So I thank God for my mom who really worked diligently every day telling us the importance of God in education.
所以我感谢神，我的妈妈就会不断地提醒我们，有好的教育是很重要的。I
know about 4 weeks ago, I buried my sister who is 1 year older than me.
我知道大概4个星期前我的姐姐去世了。And
she had chosen me to speak at her memorial service where I could really tell my mom, thanks for giving us a sense of family.
当她的那个追思礼拜的时候，我去被邀请演讲，然后就说感谢我们的妈妈给我们有这样的好的一个家庭。The
scripture that I'm going to use today is found in John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27.
今天我们讲的经节是在《约翰福音》19章26到27节。
When Jesus saw his mother there,
当耶稣见他的母亲,
and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby,
母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边,
he said to his mother,
对他的母亲说,
Dear woman, here is your son.
母亲看你的孩子,
and to the disciple,
对门徒说,
here is your mother.
看你的母亲。
From that time on,
从那时起,
this disciple took her into his home.
那门徒就接她到自己家里去了。
I think that scripture shows us the importance of mothers.
我想这段经文展现出妈妈的重要性。
Because Jesus, in the midst of dying for the sins of the whole world,
因为耶稣在为我们整个世界上的罪快要死在这个中间。
Took time to look out in the crowd and acknowledge his mom and ask that someone take care of her.
在这样一个紧急的关头，他还花出时间来跟他的门徒交代他们要照顾妈妈。
And the Bible tells us that he gave John the responsibility of caring for his mom once he left.
然后经文就告诉我们，他给约翰有这样的权，有这样的责任去照顾他的妈妈。
Therefore, I would say that if you have a negative relationship with your mom, you cannot have a right relationship with God.
所以我可以这样说，如果你跟你的妈妈的关系不好，你是不可能跟神的关系好。
It's very important to have a healthy relationship with your mother.
是非常的重要，跟你的妈妈有好的关系。
In psychology, we are taught if you want to know how a guy is going to treat you as a wife, look at how he treats his mother.
在心理学中，我们有这样的一个说法，就说你如果想知道这个男生会怎么样来对待你这样的一个妻子的话，你就看他怎么样对他的妈妈就知道了。
So that's a good test for your boyfriend.
这是一个对你的男朋友的一个很好的一个测试。
So today I'm going to quickly tell you about 7 ways that you can show love to your mother.
今天我会很快地跟大家说你怎么样应该用7种方法来对待你的妈妈。
And the first way is to love your mom verbally.
这第一个方法就是用言语去爱你的妈妈。
In other words, tell her. Say the words.
或者说就是用语言去说，你要说出来。
I know I've heard men say, I don't have to tell my wife I love her, she just knows it.
我知道有些男人会这样说，我不用告诉我的妻子我爱她，因为她知道。
And I would say that when it comes to our moms, we need to say, Mom, I love you.
但是我要说，如果我们要处理跟母亲的关系的时候，你要说出来，妈妈我爱你。
And I know that there are sometimes moms struggle with saying that because they're saying, I provide for you, that's love.
我知道妈妈有的时候也会有点点困难，因为她说我为提供一些你的所需要的，这就是爱。
But even children like to hear you say, I love you, you are special to me.
但即使其实是小孩子也希望妈妈、爸爸妈妈跟她说，我爱你。
And the second way is to love her physically.
第二个方法就是在行动上、身体上去爱她。
Give her a hug.
给她一个拥抱。
Rub her back.
摸她的背。
Kiss her on the cheek.
去亲亲她的脸颊。
Do little things to show her that you really love her. Other than saying it, you can also do something physical.
就做一些行动上、身体上的事情，使得告诉她你真的很爱她。
Think about if you're a mom, think about how much you cuddled your baby and hugged your baby.
想想如果你有个小孩的话，或者你曾经有小孩的话，你是怎样去抱着你的小孩子亲啊抱的。
Because research in psychology would tell us that it is so important for the touch because babies die without that.
心理学很多研究就证明就非去身体上的触摸是非常重要的，因为小孩子会很喜欢，他会很喜欢这样的触摸。
So it is important, even when we have moms and you think they are big people, they don't need to know that I love them, that the touch is still important for them.
所以你要记得，你要会去经常的摸摸你的妈妈，告诉她你很爱她。
I just remember when I first became a mom, the things that I used to think were gross, you were able to do because you loved that baby so much.
我知道，当我是妈，我一开始养这个孩子的时候，我知道最重要的事情是要成长，因为我们很爱那个小孩子。
Like wiping somebody's nose, that used to be like, ugh. But when you have a baby, that just becomes second nature.
嗯，这样那个小 baby 他。小孩子他可能会有一些什么鼻涕啊，什么乱七八糟的，然后你就去擦它，这个就成了第二种自然反应。
Or you get a baby that has food all over their face and nose, and you don't get gross. You just say, "Come here, let me clean your face."
那你看到那个小孩子身上有各种各样的食物啊，弄得乱七八糟的，你说没关系，我就过来帮你清理一下就好了。
Or changing a diaper, you know.You thought as a teenager that, oh, I would never be able to do that. And you do it.
然后妈妈也会很乐意的去换尿片。你知道一些十几岁的小孩子，哎，那个尿片太脏了，我不想去换。
Have you ever had your child hug you so tight that you could pick them up and walk around and they'll just still be holding on?
你有没有这样的经历，就是小孩子会抱到你的爸爸妈妈身上，以至于你就可以到处都走，然后他还在你身上。
And that's what we're saying, love your kid that way that you hug them so tight that they say without a doubt, I am loved.
所以你知道吗？就这样爱孩子，然后孩子就知道他完全没有怀疑，我真的是在爱中。
I think I always try to tell my children, no matter how you die, you would never die unloved.
这样吗？我就告诉我的孩子，不管你怎么样死掉，也不，但是也不。不会是因为没有爱死掉。
Because first of all, you're loved unconditionally by God.
首先，你是无条件的被神所爱。
And that I strive to love unconditionally as a mom.
我作为一个母亲，我也是尝试着去无条件的去爱你。
And then I think the third thing is, you know, as you get older, your parents get older. How many people have figured that one out?
有多少人已经知道了以下的这个事实，就是当你变老的时候，你的爸妈其实也在变老。
And we can, you know, as moms, we can somehow fool ourselves because I have a son that just turned 30. And I keep saying, how did that happen? Because I'm still so young.
你知道吗？作为母亲，我有时候会欺骗我自己。你知道吗？我有个儿子，最近刚刚已经到30岁了。然后我还经常跟我说，这怎么可能发生呢？我还自己这么年轻，怎么会儿子都30岁了
？And the third thing I would say is love her with patience.
第三个事情我要说的是，就是你要爱你的妈妈，用非常非常的耐心的去爱她。
And that sometimes becomes difficult as we see our parents aging.
我知道，当我们看到我们的爸爸妈妈就开始变老的时候，就开始变得有点困难。
I know my mom is almost 80.
我知道我的妈妈已经差不多80岁了。
And so she walks slower.
她走路开始走得越来越慢。
And sometimes she'll ask me the same question more than once.
她有的时候连续问我同样的问题问了好几遍。
And so I have to patiently answer and not get agitated.
我要尽量的去很耐心的去回答她的问题啊，并不是变得。
Patients come in even when you are an adult child and they want to give you advice.
当耐心的时候，其实你是就是你要给他的一些建议。
Sometimes moms are stay-at-home moms, and people would say, "Do you work or do you stay at home?"
妈妈有的时候她是在家里面的家庭主妇，那有的时候，人就会问她，你是在工作呢，还是在家呢
？And I've been on both sides. I've been a working person as a professional. I'm a social worker, and then I've been a stay-at-home mom at different points. And believe me, staying at home is sometimes harder than working outside.
从我自己来说呢，我其实在两边我都有经历过，我也在家里面也待了不少的全职主妇，有很多次，然后也会在全职的做一些那个社会的工作，但是相信我在家里面其实工作更困难。
Think about yourself as when you were a teenager, because some may be still teens and some are past that. Did you treat your parents or your mom as patiently and kindly as you treated your friends' parents?
当你是十几岁或者十几岁以上的人，你想带你怎么样带你的爸爸妈妈？妈妈有没有像你跟你怎么样处理你的朋友那样去很耐心的去对待你的爸妈？
Because I do family therapy and I would hear parents say, he's so nice to everyone else, but here, he is horrible.
我知道有些做一些家庭理疗就会听到一些这样抱怨，就说他这个人，我的这个孩子，他竟然对他的朋友都非常非常的好，非常非常的好，为什么对我这么糟糕呢？
And so I would say, think back and remember that if you treated your friend's parents like that,how they would react to you.
所以在想自己要提醒自己，你要你怎么样带你的朋友，你就怎么样带你的爸爸妈妈。
I read a letter from an 80-year-old woman and it was her birthday.
我在一个80岁这个老太太的生日中我读了一封信。
And she wrote a letter to her children and she says, everything I want for my birthday is free.
然后那八十岁的老太太在写给她的儿女的这封信中就这样子说，就说我想要的所有东西其实都是免费的，你不用付任何钱。
Her first request was, come and sit with me so we can talk or just be quiet together.
她的第一个要求就是说，过来就坐在我的旁边，我们哪怕不用说任何的话，那你只要在我旁边我就很满意。
And she said, I want you to feel relaxed and not, it looks like you're justputting in your time and running.
他说我就希望你就是 在我的身边就非常的放松，而并不是说我赶紧花了一点时间赶紧跑到你这边来马上要走了，我怎么
I want you, the third thing is to be patient when I don't hear clearly the first time.
那我想做的事就是你要有耐心，如果我一开始讲些话你听不清楚的时候，我希望你能够耐心一些。
Be kind when I talk about the good old days or the past.
当我们讲一些过去的一些好的或者坏的一些事情的时候，你就耐心一些听我说。
When we have meals together, be kind when I spill things.
当我们在一起，我们讨论过去的一些各种各样的事情的时候。
When I need to take my medicine and I question, did I take it yet or did I not?
当我需要去吃些药的时候，我就会问你，我到底吃了吗？还是我还没有吃？请你对我耐心一些。
So she ended her letter by saying.
然后她就那封信的结束，她是这样的说。
I'm asking for three things.
我要求你三件事情。
Time.
时间。
Patience.
耐心。
And understanding.
和要能够理解。
And then she used two verses, which turned out to be my favorite verses.
然后她用了两个圣经的经节，这两经节也正好是我非常喜欢的经节。
One in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
一个腓立比书上面说，我可以在神，我可以做任何事情。
And another one, God's eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me.
第二个境界就是说神的眼光是在麻雀身上，所以我知道所以我知道神也会照顾我。
The fourth thing that we can do to show our mom that we love her is give her our attention.
第四件事情我们要怎么样去爱我的妈妈，就是得花点时间注意，花注意力的去爱她。
Think about being a teenager and sitting down telling your mom probably things that did not matter to her, but she listened very attentively.
你知道吗？当妈妈跟那个十几岁的小孩子在一起的时候，十几岁小孩子就叽叽喳喳的跟他说各种各样的东西，那个东西可能妈妈可能她并不是很关心，但是她还是很开心的去听。
I have a 25-year-old daughter, and she used to like to come in at 12:30, 1 o'clock.Sit on the bed and talk.
我有个二十几岁的一个女儿，她每天中午就会过来就跟我讲话，叽叽喳喳的讲。
And I would be just about ready to go to sleep, and that was the only thing I was interested in. but I would listen attentively to her life stories.
然后我那时候其实我很困了，我就是想，唯一想做的事情就是睡觉，但是我那时候还是很注意力的去听我的女儿跟我说的事情。
And usually it was full of drama.
可能很戏剧性的一些东西。
So I didn't complain, I just listened and listened and listened.
我没有抱怨，我只是听，听，听。
And so now that is what we as moms would like to have reciprocated, that they will listen to us.
然后我们就希望以后他们也可以这样同样的去专心的去听我们讲话。
I tell my kids it's payback time.
我告诉我的孩子啊，现在是你们要回报我的时候。
The fifth thing that you can do to love your mom is love her gratefully.
第五件事情你可以做的就是有感激的去爱你的妈妈。
And they need to hear that you have a thankful heart.
他们想知道你真的是有这样感激的心。
When I do therapy with young adults, most of the time they'll talk about all the bad things that their mom did to them.
那因为我做那个家庭的医生，理疗医生，我经常会听到一些人，他们就说他的。妈妈跟她做一些不好的事情。
And they'll tell you the time that you punished them and it wasn't their fault.
然后他们说，其实并不是我的错，但是我的妈妈就会来惩罚我。
But truthfully, we want to hear you say, I'm thankful that you gave us life.
但是其实是我们应该用感激的心，因为妈妈给了我们生命。
Because that is true. We had many choices.Before we actually brought them into the world.
因为这是真的，就是当我们，其实我们是有很多选择的，我们不一定是要给他们生命。
So our parents want us to be grateful and honor them.
所以我们希望能够，应该要更加的感激的，然后给他们这样的荣耀。
When I was doing research on your culture, that seemed to be a very common thread that you honor your parents.
那当我去做了一些研究，看看中国的文化是怎样的时候，我看到其实你们也是很尊敬父母的。
And so I would say that would be something that you could teach the American culture is how to honor their parents.
所以或许你们可以帮忙来教导美国人怎么样能够尊敬他们的父母。
Because we are pastors of a church in the city of Buffalo, where 99% of our children.Do not even know where their dads are or who their dads are.
因为在我的在布法罗市中心的那个教会，我们99%的会众，他们都不知道他们的爸爸妈妈现在住在什么地方。
And so they have all that anger which they show to their mom because that of the loss in their lives.
因为他们生命中曾经失落过，然后他们也把同样的事情也不知道他们的爸妈在什么地方。
So when you hear on the news that a 21-year-old has murdered someone, or a 21-year-old has stabbed someone, it is all because of losses in their own lives.
所以当你们看到新闻，21岁的小孩子，他们会去杀人，会去那个去刺伤别人，那这些都是因为他们曾经在生命中失落。
So we want to teach our kids to be grateful, show gratefulness.Thankfulness to their parents.
我们要教导我们的孩子要有感激的去对待他们的父母。
You would never be able to repay your parents for all the sacrifices they made. So by being thankful, being grateful, that is your pay.
其实你是永远没有办法完全的回报你的父母对你的付出，对你的所以你要很感激的去这样子带他们。
And as in the reading that we heard earlier, we have to realize that our moms made many sacrifices, putting her needs behind our needs.
所以就当我们刚才在祷告的时候所说的，我们要记得我们的妈妈其实给我们付出了很多东西，她把我们的需要放在她的需要之前。
How many moms clear their schedule just to accommodate the children's schedule?
所以有多少个妈妈她们就是为了要满足他们的小孩子的那个行程，他们就放弃了他们该做的一些事情。
And that means tutoring, sports, music, those kinds of things.
就是包括去上各种各样的兴趣班，还有一些体育活动，还有一些音乐课程。
They've given up many opportunities to give you more opportunities.
所以他们就给了小孩子很多各种各样的机会。
A teacher told a story of a math problem when she was teaching fractions to her students.
有一个老师就去问他们同学，有个数学问题。
She said, suppose there are 10 people at a table with one pie.
假设在一个桌子上面有十个人，但是只有一个馅饼。
And if each person take a slice, what percentage of pie, how much pie would each person have?
然后每个人都只吃一片，那请问每个人会吃这个馅饼的几分之一？
And so the students were really anxious to say 1/10, and she said,No, because mom would not take a slice of pie if she saw that there were 10 people that needed pie from one pie, need slices from one pie.
然后那些学生就说那应该是每人十分之一吧，但是老师说不对，因为妈妈看到这么多人只有一个馅饼，妈妈就不吃了。
They're sometimes the last people to eat so that if there's a shortage, they can get something different to make sure you have enough.
所以妈妈她往往是最后一个吃东西的人，如果桌上没有足够多的食物，她就不吃了。
So that just shows you some of the sacrifices. If they need clothes, they will shop for you first, and then if there's any money left over, they will shop for themselves.
所以这只是告诉有些就这样的一些事例，如果他们要去买衣服的话，他往往是先把他自己小孩子的衣服先买到，然后他如果还有时间还有钱的话，再去买自己的衣服。
So while you're sitting there, think of sacrifices that you know that your mom has made just because she loved you unconditionally.
所以就当我们坐在这边的时候，让我们花点时间思想一下，我们的妈妈究竟为我们牺牲了多少东西，她为我们付出了多少。
And the seventh thing that I would say is to honor her, love her honorably.
第七件事情就是给你妈妈有这样的荣耀，这样的尊敬。
And that was one of the Ten Commandments, as you can recall, in Exodus 20:12.
在出埃及记22章有这样的经节。
And it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee."
说出埃及记20章12节，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神赐你的地上得以长久。
Lifelong binding command.
这是一个一生的一个神对我们的要求。
And this is the only commandment in the entire Bible that God gives us a promise or blessing attached.
这是在整个圣经中神唯一一个带应许的诫命，使得我们如果我们这样做，就可以得以长寿。
And so, what is the blessing that He promises us if we honor our mother and our father?
所以他预示给我们什么呢？如果我们这样尊敬我们的父母的话
，That you may live a long life，
就你可以长寿，在世上可以活很久。
So that's what he's telling us that if we honor our parents, he will give us a long life。
所以神就在借着这个经文就说，如果我们能够尊敬我们的父母，我们就可以活得长寿。
I think it's interesting he didn't say.Honor your parents if they treated you fair and gave you what you deserved.
就很有趣。你看，其实他并没有说你父母怎么待你，然后你就怎么待他。那如果他对你很好，就对他很好。他没有这样说。
And that wasn't what he said. He says, "Honor them because I said honor them."
所以神他并没有这样说。神只是说尊敬你的父母，因为我让你尊敬你的父母。
And so that's the commitment that we are doing to God, not to our parents.
所以这个诫命是来自于神，而并不是来自于父母。
Because he said, you are saying to God, I will honor my mother, even if I believe she doesn't deserve it, but because you said, do it.
所以即使你可能觉得我们的爸妈并不值得我们这样觉得爱她、尊敬她，但是因为神让我们尊敬她，所以我们就这样做。
Another verse, two verses that talk about honoring your mother is Proverbs 23:22, the latter part.
所以另外有几个经节就是诗篇二十三节二十三章，啊，箴言二十三。
Do not despise your mother when she is old.
就当你父母老的时候，不要离弃他们。
And Proverbs 23:25.
箴言二十三章二十五节。
May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice.
愿你的父亲和母亲喜乐，愿他给你生命的这位喜乐。
I thought about the Bible verse that says, "Our children are a gift from God."
我们想圣经可能说是神，孩子是神的礼物。
I thought about how, me personally, I re-gift many gifts that are given to me.
我想，其实我把很多给我的，我得到的礼物，我把它给出去作为礼物给别人。
Do you know what re-gifting is?
你知道重新给礼物，把自己礼物给别人，这个是什么吗？
When somebody gives me a gift that really I don't need, I will quickly give that gift to someone else.
当别人如果给我一些礼物，我其实并不需要它，我就会很快的把这个东西带给别人。
And I would say there may have been times when I was raising my kids that I wanted to re-gift them.
所以，你知道吗？在我当我养育我的孩子的时候，其实有些时候我收到了一些礼物，我想把这些礼物给出去。
But that's not what we can do.
这并不是我们可以做的。
They are still our kids that we have to raise and pray for and give.Dedicate back to God.
所以，这小孩子我们是不可以，这是神来自于神的礼物，我们是不可以把它再给回去的。
And so my prayer for you as moms and moms to be is that you can be like Proverbs 23:25.
所以我今天为你们在座的母亲和以后成为母亲的祷告，就是在箴言二十三章二十五节。
May you as a mom be glad.
愿母亲、爸爸跟妈妈，开心、喜乐。
And may you who have given birth rejoice.
愿你们给予生命的喜乐。
And what about, I know that there are many people who don't have kids that hate Mother's Day.
我知道有很多他们没有小孩子的，他们就很厌恶母亲节。
But I tell them that you are a mother when you nurture somebody else.
然后我就告诉他们，当你教育其他人的时候，你就是个妈妈。
And so even when my children were toddlers on up, I've always given them gifts on Mother's Day.
所以当我们小孩子开始哪怕是很小的时候开始长大，我就开始母亲节就给他礼物。
Because I know.That even if they never give birth to a baby, they still represent motherhood.
So, because I know, 即使他们那时候还没有生孩子，还没有小孩子，但是他们其实也是代表着母亲。
Because people who have been the greatest mother figures in my own kids' lives are women who didn't have kids of their own.
所以，其实，在我的印象中，那最伟大的一个母亲的形象，其实是一个。其实这个女士，她其实她根本就没有生过任何孩子。
And even in the case when you adopt a baby, God gives you the ability to love them, and you become a mother to them.
所以当如果去收养一个小孩子，那神给你这样的能力去爱他，你这样有成为一个母亲。
Because I knew at the age of 40, someone called us from the city of Buffalo asking us to adopt a 3-day-old baby.And that is how I got my third baby.
当我四十岁的时候，有人就问我愿不愿意收养一个三个岁大的一个婴孩，我就说要，这个是我第三个孩子。
And it was amazing that as soon as I saw this 3-day-old baby coming out of Sister's hospital, that we instantly loved her.
这其实真的是非常奇异的一个恩典，是非常美妙的事情。当我看到在姐妹医院这样出来了一个三岁大的小孩子的时候，我们。三天大的一个小孩子的时候，我们立刻就爱上了他。
Now I'm going to ask that the mothers would stand, and I will have a prayer for them.
我们可以邀请所有的在座母亲，请你站起来，我们为你祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的神，
Thank you for the gift of motherhood.
感谢你给我们有这样母亲的一个这样的礼物。
And you said that our children are a blessing and a gift.
你告诉我们，我们的孩子是我们的一个祝福。
If we are still raising our kids, God help us to be the mom that you want us to be.
神啊，如果我们在养育孩子的时候，这是让我们有这样的力量去做该做的事。
And if they are adults, give us wisdom of how to speak truth into their lives.
也告诉我们怎么样能够跟他们说一些该说的事情。
God, through being a mother, you show us unconditional love.
神，你展现了我们没有任何条件的爱。
Bless this day that we may have an opportunity to spend with our children.
请你祝福我们能这样给我们的孩子有这样爱的能力。
And if they're not near, we just pray that you will help us to remember them today.
如果他们我们的孩子就现在不在我们身边，也让我们能够纪念他们。
And that they will remember us.
然后他们也会想念我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
And I think the story that I will close with is how you talk about unconditional love, and we as moms know that because once we have the news from the doctor that you are going to have a baby, you start loving that person even before you ever see them. And so there was a story in the news about a mom whose son had done something really awful. And she said, even as he was being sentenced to death, she says, but he was such a good boy, and I still love him. Because it just tells you the intensity of the love of a mom for her kid. That no matter what he does, you still love him to pieces. And so that is a blessing.
我们知道，就像神无条件的爱我们，母亲对孩子爱也是无条件。最近我们看到新闻中有小孩子有成年人他做了不好的事情，他的妈妈仍然就说，无论这个孩子他做了多坏的事情，他在我的眼中仍然是一个小男孩，我还是那么的爱他。
Thank you very much for inviting me, and it's my pleasure to share with you today.
再次谢谢你邀请我到这边，这是我的荣幸，跟你们大家。
Right now, I'm going to pray for the graduates.